MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham delivered her final State of the State address at the Roundhouse on Tuesday, outlining her priorities for the 30-day 2026 legislative session. Lujan Grisham called for a ban on assault weapons and gun dealer accountability to fight gun violence, and called for medical malpractice reform to lower the cost of care and to keep healthcare professionals in the state. She requested that lawmakers implement healthcare licensing compacts, eliminate the gross receipts tax on medical services, and expand the University of New Mexico's medical school. Lujan Grisham speech focused on what she called past accomplishments and successes the state can continue to build upon, including free universal child care, and requested $160 million recurring increase to pay for it. She proposed $150 million in tax credits for future forward technologies like quantum and fusion energy, requested a $1.5 billion transportation bonding package to fund major state-managed road projects, and wants $110 million for new housing units and homelessness initiatives. Lastly, she asked lawmakers to codify the Climate Action Plan to cut pollution by 45% by 2030 and meet net zero emission goals by 2050. It was announced last week that Stan Kroenke, the billionaire who, in addition to the Los Angeles Rams, owns or controls several other pro sports teams, including the Denver Nuggets, the Colorado Avalanche, and the London soccer club Arsenal, has acquired nearly 1 million acres, or about 1,464 square miles of land, which is about 1.2% of private land in New Mexico. It makes Kroenke, who is married to Walmart heiress Ann Walton Kroenke, the largest private landowner in the U.S. The deal was comprised mostly of the Singleton ranches in New Mexico, covering substantial ground in Guadalupe and San Miguel counties, and include the Pecos, Lobo, and Conchas ranches, which run from the Santa Rosa area to Las Vegas, New Mexico, and the Bojax Ranch, which looks to be located in Roosevelt County, northeast of Roswell. Another is the Agua Verde Ranch, which spans almost 19 square miles in San Miguel County. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.